Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody feel it like us, it ain't spilling like us. And when I say spill, that just mean my heart is in it. That's like the Bentley on the lot, the only car that's tenant. Looking so clean, I outcast the outcast. J, Nas, Andre, and M, I'm trying to outlast. And when my goals are high, I'm feeling like my goals could reach. And if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
That's what I feel like, to look in the mirror and see God's reflection.
And if I die, and if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
You know, greatness came from chaos. Live the future through the present. High frequency, live illuminated.
A male soul is like the devil in his prime. Bet this clip could read your mind, but I'm an angel when I shine. My pen and pad can't even read between the lines. And if it did, the definition that you see can't be defined. A male soul worth much more than gold, than money, cars, and clothes, and pussy strings and shows. But a nigga won it all, and then some. Can't lose when the outcome was income. Niggas claiming that they won when we been won. You getting started with a meal, so been done. We been doing this shoot, niggas just new to this flow. Flowing so ludicrous, a meal been pursuing this. So I can never take this rap shit lately. Just rap so tightly, I get why other cats don't like me. Cause my goals are high, my goals already hit its peak. And if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
All money legal, ambition, motivation, intelligent life.
And if I die, and if I die, it's a meal that my soul should keep. Preach.
Find that balance. The money's the currency. The currency is the current. And the currency is the melanin. It's the God. Let's get it, baby.
Stock Exchange, ready to get your mind right, get your money right. You know how we doing a Wednesday night, home of the indie artists. We got a good show for you tonight, man. We got Monopoly Records and my man Casey calling in. Phone lines lighting up. We got Heston in the building. We got Future Guru in the building. What's popping, y'all? What's popping?
What's good,
yo,
man?
What's good,
hey,
man?
It's a beautiful day, man. We got people tuning in, retweeting. The show is live. Man, I'm seeing the Twitter line is blowing up.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a young lady calling in a few minutes to hurry up, get out the way for your people. But she's representing the 6th Annual Indie Nominee Music Awards. The year before was in London. Unfortunately, last year the coronavirus shut everything down, but they've been doing it all over the world. She's going to come on and tell y'all how to get nominated. My mom is going to be performing for the indie nominations, and it's worldwide, man. I'm learning, you know, so she get Dev in, man. You know, we all indie, we all represent indie artists, so I think it's a pretty big thing, man. She gonna come in for a few minutes and drop some jewels. So Ben Frank, I got to appreciate you for allowing me to shoot her in, man. It's greatly appreciated. You and Future Guru, man, you know.
Yeah.
I got
phone line lighting up.
I'm blessed on being able to get the platform going, man. You know, thanks to my mom, Carrie Cleveland. We got to ride it out, man. You know, y'all help me. We help each other. We come up as one.
That's what it's all about, man. For real, man. Pop Stock Exchange Radio, phone line lighting up. Let's get to that. 504-603. What's poppin'? What's poppin'?
Go with the deal, baby.
All right.
What's up? Man, cool,
we got
man. Oh, man, you got Tremaine from BCR Hip Hop Magazine. I mean, I done came through a few times. Y'all done showed me a lot of great love. Just calling to let y'all know what we got going on. Things that we have.
The big dog.
How much you, T?
Oh, yeah, man. Got Case.
The future, bro. I appreciate you, man. I know you always doing your thing, man. I remember back in the day, cats used to say they see me on Twitter all the time. Now I see this guy on Twitter all the time. Shout out to BCR Hip Hop, man. That's all good right there. That's love.
I appreciate
you,
man.
Back,
yeah, no doubt. Oh, thank you. Thank you, bro. Glad to be up on it. Yeah, no doubt.
Ben Frank.
Right, man. We've been rocking with you for years, man. Yeah,
Casey being quiet.
Bill, what's going on?
Nah, man, doing a lot. I'm sure we'll touch base on it all. But the guy who opened up, I didn't catch his name. I remember him from being on his show in the past. I remember we was kicking it for a while.
Heston. Everybody call me Heston.
All right.
Everybody call me Heston, man. Nice meeting you, dog, for real.
Nah, no doubt. Thank you.
That's what's up, man. It's the network. You already know, man. Joe,
no doubt.
BCR, man, let everybody know what you're all about. Let everybody know what the brand is all about.
Oh, cool shit. Yeah, no doubt. Well, this is about our 7 year in paperback right now. Like, you know, we started off with the website, and then we had the app, and then, you know, we rolled over to the paperback and had all those platforms. And then so now we moved on, so we got a radio station. So, you know, we got, and now we actually just shot the first episode for a video show. So we're about to start live streaming on the website like a video show. So now we've got the platform of all y'all got the videos. I know y'all be having the Emil videos be running, you know, the Dev Emil videos. I see y'all popping them off.
You can send the videos?
You can send the videos. Yeah, man, send the videos, and we have it on the video show.
Shoot that email real quick.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm going to play the show back. Yeah, I'm going to play the show back so we can.
Yeah,
cool.
Everybody that's listening, make sure y'all listen to the show if you missed the email. But shoot that email, bro. That's
BCR
all.
Yeah, Magazine at Gmail.
Yeah, BCR Hip Hop Mag, BCR HIPHOPMAG at Gmail. Yeah, man, send us the video. We just shot the first episode, so it's like I'm excited. But you know, it's like as it's moving, yeah, man, send us those videos, man, and we're gonna be rocking it every week. Got a cat.
Definitely send me a tweet when you get on live or when you after you do a show, if you're gonna record it or play it back so I can retweet it for you, man. You know I rock
cool
with
shit.
You, bro. I wanna make sure I get them warm when you go live though so they can tune in, like. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a lot of places that a lot of artists or managers or promoters haven't ventured out. They haven't ventured out to go live. A lot of DJs haven't ventured out to go live, test the waters. But you know what? It's like me. I'm building my platform on Spotify now. That's really my focus. That's where I'm at with it. But I just want to suggest to all the content creators out there and all the people that's trying to platform, man, don't be scared, man. Like, everything started with one follower. I started with one follower on Twitter. I already got 500 followers on my Spotify and only been going hard promoting for like 3 or 4 months. So a lot of people are already transitioning and crossing that line and coming to rock with me and support my platform on Spotify. And if y'all looking for me on Spotify, it's social media, man. Future Guru 100. That's all you got to do. You're going to type it in.
Guru.
It's going to pop up. It's going to pop up, baby. I swear. I promise you it's going to pop up. All my playlists is going to pop up because they're under my name. So that's Brandon. That's Parker. And that's how y'all got to take it to the next level, man. I support anybody that's providing that content and supporting others. Support those who support you, actually. Actually, my man, Sky. Shout out to Sky. I got to give him a shout out. Sky, we posted one of my tweets about it's International Podcast Day. So salute everybody that's on the line with us for this International Podcasters Day. But I do want to say this. Support the supporters.
No doubt.
How about that? We already heard other cliche one, but it's not really a cliche. Support those that support you. That ain't no cliche.
Right.
It might sound like a cliche, but it ain't no cliche. Because that's how your shit elevates. By somebody sharing it, somebody speaking about good things about you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So don't be scared to venture out. Don't be nervous about venturing out. Even if you got four or five on your life, so what? The four or five that could be telling people. You got to create that ripple effect. If you don't even try to get wavy, you're not going to get wavy. So at least try.
Right.
You feel me? We already wavy
over
here,
though. It's like that old school commercial. They told two people and so on and so on and so on.
Right, but what I'm trying to say, too, is look, we already wavy over here. So free max B, man. You know, when you get
man,
a wavy.
Shout out Guru,
that's
man.
When you
shout
know,
out Guru.
Appreciate you, man. When you get wavy, that means you got your own way. You could keep riding. You wonder how when they crash and the surface, they hit the tide, you know, and they got to go right back out there. No, man, we staying way. We always on our surfboards.
No doubt.
We always on the surfboard, baby.
You hear me?
Big tsunami style.
You haven't
man.
Even scratched. All right, you just bought the lottery ticket, dog. You ain't even scratched it yet.
All you did was buy the ticket. Get ready. Get your hopes up. This is the time when you get your hopes up and believe in us. Believe in us, because we gonna do it. We gonna take this phone. We gonna do it, man. I like what you said. That's a great segue to that, man. Real talk. That's a great analogy, man. When you come rock with us, you bet your life on us, man. We gonna go hard every day. We got hundreds of people going hard every day. Shout out to Miss Tag Talk. We got a whole network of people look supporting the wave. So you know how that happened? They already just jumped. They joined in. It ain't even jumping in. They joined in. They saw
right,
the
so
resource.
It out,
we're
man.
A resource. We just want to be a resource. So when you're resourceful, you will win.
I don't even know
so
we
you
are.
Go out there
so,
and be resourceful, man. Those are my
I appreciate
words. Go out there and be
so
resourceful.
Let me give you the resources you need to succeed. I'm calling in. Me and my man T from Louisiana. We calling in. All right. I mean. All right, T, you didn't even undress it correctly. You got to tell him.
I mean, I'm here. You know, I mean, I was talking about the magazine. I said, definitely cool on here.
The placing, the, you know, everything else. I think that we skipped over lots of steps. There were so many subject matters I wanted to hit on tonight. But it's going to unfold the way it's going to unfold. But I think that since we have so many people on the line, I think we should divide the time correctly.
Yeah,
talk about the magazine,
smooth,
bro. Build on the magazine.
Me and Case, man, we ended up linking up together. And one more time before I get to it, man, shout out Guru, man. Man, I just want to say, man, dude got so many great shit for fucking artists, man. I remember he shot me this fucking website, man, like the Big Face. Like the Big Face joints, like when you out with your street team and they got the big giant, your big giant face. You remember that shit, man?
Yeah, those are big heads, man. Those are still
available,
man.
That's,
look, yeah, that's the type of shit you would take to South by Southwest to get noticed or take to your shows if you got, like, you know, maybe if it's outside now with COVID, man, everything outside now. Like, outside it's okay while this weather is good to be outside promoting your shit. You know what I mean? Because they basically everybody outside anyway. So no doubt. You should be thinking about billboards. You should be thinking about people seeing and noticing your shit. People's in a different frame of mind. They might look up. They might see your shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sky once again because he's putting billboards. I was always fucking with Sky, but like I like what he's doing now to service the artists even to a greater level, because if you think back, I came from advertising and billboard ads. Like I used to work with, I'm talking about 7, 8, 9 years ago, I used to work with Jewish cats that had buildings in Brooklyn, and I would help them sell that ad space up there on the billboard. But right now, Sky is taking it to another level and fucking with that Manhattan shit, and since COVID, the prices is already kind of, you know, workable. They're affordable. So that billboard, that placement is important, and like my man just said, he directed y'all's attention to the big head cutouts. That means you can take your picture and make a big head cutout, and you can carry that. You can have your street team carrying that shit, holding it above their head. Like, yo, keep these up in the air, or we're going to post this over here. We're going to post it on them fences over there, them billboards over there. Those are big head cutouts, or you can get your banner, your vinyl banners, or your stand-up tents. You can get the tents, the tables, you know. All that shit got a match, man. That's branding.
Oh, yeah, so man. I remember the website. Yeah, they had good price on T-shirts and shit. Look, as soon as I heard you, I said, oh, yeah. Google be having this shit.
Nah, man. I appreciate you, man. Yeah. That's just part of marketing as well. But I do, like, right now, like, I knew it would be a fusion for outside marketing and advertising and online marketing and advertising. I would be the one that wanted to see it blend together. And I've been that same person for 9, 10 years, bro. I didn't just start talking about billboards. I got a Twitter account that's based on billboards. I had that account for 9 years, bro. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is I was trying to showcase where locations were available in Atlanta, Miami. No, I was already hitting cities with that shit. You understand? So it was always, it's a beautiful thing now where artists know that there's a need for it and they could actually be seen. But just use it in the best way. You don't just throw a damn billboard up there and nobody could contact you or reach you on Spotify. You will either want to do it for your streaming or your Apple, iTunes, or something. Just have that info there. Have them icons on your Twitter. That's why I advise cats to keep that same name and that energy whenever you do placements, because now people can identify them Twitter icons and shit. And that's your name. That's how they find you.
Yeah.
They got other ways to find me.
I'm not sure if I want that to take another breath of air. So hashtag Casey Daylor, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, everywhere. KCDEHLER. All right, that's it. I mean, there it is. I don't know if I get a chance to speak later.
That's what's up.
That was right on point.
We fucking with that. That was a segue for you, but I want people to be, it ain't no capping. We love when people jump in and promote their shit. Like, this is what we do.
Are you,
so our hashtag is up there
now?
Rocking, and we should, when I click on yours, I expect to see everything that you're all about. Like my man Ben Frank questions of these artists as soon as they get here. Tell us what you're all about. So now we click on your hashtag as a branding expert. I know that we probably will go see that if we clicked on your hashtag. That's why it's important to support those hashtags and click on them. We got Bitcoin Stock Exchange hashtag. We got 1000 Network hashtag. We got the Carrie Cleveland hashtag. The Future Google 100 playlist hashtag. The Google 100 hashtag. I don't even have to big myself up. Don't look at, you know what, that came to me. This came to me, you guys, and I'm going to be sharing this shit. I went on Facebook and seen how many tweets and posts it is under 1000 Network, something me and my two partners started 10 years ago almost, 11 years ago, me and Sway Stone and Slim the Phenom. 1000 Network, 1000 Network, has over 222,000 hashtags on Facebook alone. I'm not even going to be able to tell you how many is on my fucking Twitter, because it's probably way more. So I just wanted to put that out there. Hashtag is a way of marketing and branding yourself and presenting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, you can have your hashtag on the billboard, quiet as kept. Don't play. If you out there strong like that, if your shit out here that strong, You could have a hashtag on the motherfucking billboard. Think about it. Where are you going with your brand? Like, it should be there in the next 3 to 5 years. You should want that for yourself anyway. Motherfuckers know me by my hashtag now.
That's what this interview was all for, you know, because years ago I met Jermaine on this this broadcast, right? And then we went from there, and now we coming back later saying and trying to show everything that we've learned, everything that we've done, everything that we cross-blended, pollinated, and now what we bring into the table. See, we're not just sitting here saying, okay, we got this, this, and this. We're sitting here trying to sell services at a cheap-ass rate. I got packages anywhere from $5 to $5,000. What's your budget? And Ben Frank know that too, because he know my higher-end clientele out of L.A. He knows, you know, who I'm talking about, radio pushers. And, you know, I mean, I can get all your meds, your needs met. You know, I'm an independent entertainment consultant and publicist, but I have this project with BCR because I met Tremaine and we started working on, he had BCR magazine and the physical units going. So then we started talking about advertising. But the thing is, we finally wanted to make some money without knocking people over the head. I don't know anywhere else where you could go ahead, get DRT rotation for a year, two-month ad placement, three-quarter of a page, plus other amenities that's starting at, you know, $30 to $50. We will work with you. It's just growing. Like, when you submit music to us and we decide to spin it, we're spinning that music. We've already paid the royalties. So we've already filled your pocket. So it's
a lot of people don't know that. Yeah, that's a good point, man. That's great information, man. And I know we got a call, so Ben Frank got to take some calls. But I definitely want to say, if y'all missed what he just said about DRT, that's digital radio tracker. Y'all got to Google that and get that info first. This show would be a whole other show. If we started talking about DRT, that's a whole other show. It's up to y'all to go ahead and run with it and go Google that shit, man. Thank you, Ben Frank, for letting my man come on and share that information, man. That was some dope information, man. For y'all that don't know, man, support the supporters, man. We open the show with that. It's not a cliche. Not a cliche. It's not a catchphrase, y'all. Just do it, man.
Casey dropping jewels. What are you talking about?
Listen. I got notes in front of me because I've been on Ben Frank's show many times, but never as the guest. This was last minute. He accommodated us. So I just started writing down stuff real fast, and I got 2 pages of notes in front of me.
Nah, man. I need to go look up Digital Radio Tracker, though. He gave y'all some jewels right there.
You need your
ISRC codes correct. Have your coding correct so people can, if your song ain't even coded correctly, how is anybody going to know you on the radio? You lacking. Don't do that.
So that's why you hired me. That's why you hired me.
Exactly. So that's what I'm going to do. I do those codes. I get your codes for you. Just holler at me. Don't even play with me, though.
Go.
Yeah, if you want your codes, holler at me, man. I'm certified for that. Just go. Just holler, man. Well, I'm going to show you the way, but either way, you're going to have to do something because this ain't 10 years ago. We're streaming now. So why would you be slow about? You was already slow about the radio and
DRT.
You gonna be slow about streaming and coding? That's crazy to me because you're gonna be on the radio and streaming though.
Yeah.
Damn. That's it. That's the hitter. That's the kicker. Mm-hmm. I just kicked somebody. I hope I kicked somebody. That's the kicker.
And the physical magazine. It's so hard to get 2 thoughts together.
Man, I think it's got 3 songs that's popping. Devin Mill do.
Oh,
Devin
no
Mill
doubt.
Got 3 songs popping or better and better.
Devin Mill and that DR.
My man Nucci Rayo got 3 songs or better popping, and he just only dropped the 4-song EP. He got 4 songs jumping.
What I like about the Devin Mill joints, that's like the first videos I really saw, like with the borders on the video, like we had like the little border picture and then the video in the middle. Like everybody do it now, but if you really been paying attention, them Devil Mill joints been had
wow.
the videos.
Man, that's a great observation, kid.
I need
man,
to say
you
this, though, man, while you're talking about it.
Ain't that our cat that was doing O's? He was the cat that was that she met at SOBs or no? Is that the one that was started
exactly,
O's?
Exactly, yep.
I'm in the game, kid. Yo, throw his name out there, Ben Frank, because I can't always remember his name. But I know you might. I know you met him at SOBs when y'all won those showcases and shit.
Yeah, shout out to director WL Visuals, man, from Jersey. Young cat, nice, man.
Right.
Got the drone package and all that, man.
Jersey,
we met him at SOB. Shout out to Hot 97, you know what I mean? DJ Drewski.
Right.
Choosing us, and we just started shooting videos.
You was able to put the media on your Twitter and your Instagram. And it was up to us to run with it and go share the shit. He gave you the clip. That was the clip. That leads you to go, hey, that's dope. Let me go see the video now.
Trailer. You know, the trailer.
Nah, VCR, good observation, man. Thank you for noticing and rocking with us like that. We know you rock with, We know you rocking with us the wrong way when you said that, kid.
Hey, thank you, fam. Hey, thank you for all that.
You're not even lying. Ben Frank put those shits up first. He put them shits up
early.
Man,
I'm telling you, man. Look, I remember. I'm always watching. If I see you doing it, you know, I'm always retweeting. I'm always trying to keep the movement pushing forward.
That's content. That's great content. That was the media. Like, that's why they give you the media. That's why they give you those options on Twitter and Facebook. That's why they give you those. What you want to do? It's gonna be a video. It's gonna be media. What the fuck? Are you using? Are you? That's resources right there. So those are your tools. Okay, that means, like, you, somebody put a hammer in your hand and you don't know what to do with it? Especially if you only had to put a picture on the wall.
But I tell you this, look.
I don't know how to put no picture on the wall. Oh, hell no.
Man, every artist that fuck with me, I fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? And I promote every artist that fuck with me. And I pay attention to their career. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why
I'm always.
Trying to tell them some of the cross-pollinating that we had been doing. Like, that brings it to Monopoly family. So it was a while I didn't talk to Tremaine and BCR, and I was messing, you know, with Digital, one of the managers, John Jiggs and Monopoly family. And after gaining some trust, I decided to start doing some things on the strength because, you know, their stature was pretty decent. So Tremaine started facilitating, magazine cover. So we went through the whole crew since we got a name in them right now, Monopoly Family, John Jiggs, Jigonometry. That's what we also have BCR back episodes, physical units for these interviews, also available for $5 on the BCR.com website that he told you earlier. Let's see. We got Nam Nitty. He just came out with Crack Baby. He's, is he not the most recent one right now?
I mean, yeah, Rockwell's.
Rockwell's.
We did the Mouth Interview.
He came out with Night Flex in LES. And then Mouth, most recently, is just a single, Thoughts of Her. But the thing is that since I was working for Monopoly, and then at the same time, you know, Tremaine was blessing me with BCR, we decided to come together and take our talents together. Like, he had already made the moves with the publishing and paying for the music. So it just keeps marinating, you know, one muscle on another muscle on another muscle. So now we've kind of blended our brands together. And our job, I don't know, I'd say what our motto is that we want to grow, but we want to grow with you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to need some money, but we are not going to take, we're not going to take that food out of your mouth. It might be too
much. It's important to help. It's important to help artists monetize. Like, if you bring it back to that, where companies are doing that, like, that would be, like, ideal for me to see. I've always been doing it. But I don't think people understand another jewel that they might have missed. He said, BCR got the shit on the radio now for you cats. If you start getting streams on their station, you're getting royalties. You know what that means?
Right.
Phenom Radio did that shit in 2008. This is what that means. We all wanted y'all to do is appreciate it. Because when we did it, here's what happened. We had to pay for the bandwidth. If you got to pay for the bandwidth to be able to play the songs, that's another fee. Those are fees that, in order for you to have this up and running, operational cost, and play these artists' music, and for them to get paid through Sound Exchange, whatever the fuck they got.
Right. Going 24/7
to be on the air. So y'all guys haven't even given the hats off to that. Y'all haven't saluted that yet.
No, we still
I know y'all ain't saluted for Phenom Radio, because half of you niggas won't even send me this if I say, are you on Amazon? And if your music is on Amazon while it's in rotation at Phenom Radio, once again, how many times do I got to say this? People can buy your song right then and there while your song is streaming. But you want to go another whole route. You want to run another route instead of getting paper in like by 20 more. It's a lot of other SoundCloud stations that use a SoundCloud platform that's connected with Amazon other than Phenom Radio. Matter of fact, Ms. Tat Talk learned the shit from us, and she's doing it now and with song streaming on SoundCloud, bro.
Speaking of streaming, I got to tell
you. Yo, you get on SoundCloud, here's a jewel. There's a buy song. If you click on buy song, it takes you directly to Amazon to purchase the song. Because if you hear it on the radio, you're not, you don't own the song yet. You haven't purchased, you haven't downloaded, you haven't, you just seen it. But you don't own it. You haven't purchased it.
Nope.
So that gives you an opportunity for monetizing, which we've been doing since 2008. Like we've been doing that SoundCloud thing since 2010, 2011. But before that, we were on Live 365, bro. Now, if y'all don't know about Live 365 getting into the radio business, y'all was just new bucks. Y'all was young bucks. Because Live 365 was where we
were. I was number one on DJ Earthquake's show in Seattle for like 6 weeks straight.
On what platform? Live 365?
Yup, that's how I remember
that's where the bag was at.
I know.
So we had to pay them. We had to pay them to be on the air 24/7.
That's right.
I didn't play nobody. We were on the air
24/7 streaming.
I never showcased.
Yeah, that's what
they
do.
I lie. I showcased once at Willie's in Harlem with Curtis Blow. And DJ Grand Wizard Theodore. All right, I did pay $50 because you've given it up to a legend. That's a whole nother story.
I put shows together on Phenom Radio since the beginning of time with us to be streamed over and again. Like, I brought DJs to the platform. I brought DJs. I did DJ shows. Shout out to DJ Magic Mike, my brother Don G, DJ Crucial, High Volume, with all my guys, bro. They were my day ones that I brought to the station to give the DJs a platform to play artists I was already fucking with.
Right.
But what you don't understand is I was giving them artists streams on the Phenom Radio too. Not just in a mix show. Come on,
right,
bro. So once you get into production and content creation and producing shows, you go on a whole nother level because you're already focused on helping the artist. So there's no stopping over here. It's a marathon, bro. The marathon continues. Salute.
Hey.
That's real, man.
Hey, I got Kathy on the line. She's been waiting for a while. Can she get a second in?
Yeah, come on, Kathy.
What's
up with Kathy? I hope she enjoying the show. What's up, Kathy?
Oh, loving all this entrepreneurial DIY indie stuff, marketing, promotion.
Hey.
That's what I'm all about. I learned quite a few things while I was on home.
You got Future. You got Future. My brother Ben Frank. He's the host with the most. And my man Heston, of course. Welcome to the show. Thank you.
Well,
thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you very much, gentlemen. It's my pleasure.
There's two other people on the phone, but thanks for showing the love. But he forgot who we were. When,
nah,
let her do her thing, man.
And PCR Magazine, yeah.
Hey, tell them what you're all about, Kathy. Tell them what you're all about.
Okay, Future Guru 100, Ben Frank, Heston Gang. My name is Kathy DiTondo. I am the founder of the TC Indie Awards every year, and this is going to be our sixth. We celebrate independence in music, the arts, media, culture, business. We host these awards every year. We do it off of Twitter, Facebook, totally social media. And we have a website, www.iwasateenageguitarist.com. And I think it's very, very important that we celebrate independent artists because it's so difficult. You know, you have a dream, much like Bill and Miss Cleveland, who we have named the queen of indie, Carrie Cleveland, a big fan of hers for years. My father was a fan of hers. You know, they got started. You had immensely talented people. They didn't have a lot of money behind them. They got started in the garage. They did their work at home. And
you're
I would go to Bill Cleveland's work anywhere. I'm sorry. No,
that sounds great,
I'm a politician
though.
For... I am a politician.
No,
for
that sounds great, though. Everything you're saying is so. That's how I wish I had a chance to have come through on the radio when I called tonight, was just to kind of get my spiel and then field questions.
You
yeah,
know
no one let me
from,
do it.
Guys, if I may, and I definitely want to give a shout out to BCR, man, for just making this a great show. And my man, definitely both of y'all, man, for coming on and dropping those jewels. But the way she just said that so eloquently, guys, let me just give you a heads up about something.
Mm.
Just take this very seriously. Nobody that's listening should take it the wrong way. I want you all to know, when somebody believes in your brand like that and knows the story, that's how it's going to come out. There's no making that up. She didn't. I mean, that wasn't no, that's not no written thing. So she just said her dad was a fan.
Right.
So she knows. If nobody
yeah.
knows your story, guys, it's not going to get out. Hello? Somebody has to know the story, dude.
Who
I
are
just
you
wanted
with?
To say that
I
because that was really, very eloquent. Do you myself know your story?
Come on, man.
I couldn't have said it better
Why
myself,
wrote,
Kathy
bro?
Cass.
Seriously.
I couldn't have said it better
That's
myself, Kathy.
Finish,
Thank
bro.
You for that wonderful introduction
That's
for Sarah
finish.
Cleveland.
No, that's real.
She's near and I mean I had the honor of speaking with her recently. I was introduced to her through my father. He was a big independent music fan back in the day, and he would be downstairs, you know, with his little turntable. He'd be making eggs and coffee 6 o'clock in the morning, and you'd hear like all of this music that you couldn't hear anywhere else. And one day, this angelic voice and these synthesizers came upstairs, and I went down. It was Carrie Cleveland, and he passed away not long after that. And I loved him very much. Mm. And when we connected, Heston and I recently, and I said, "By any chance, are you related to?" And he said, "Yeah, those are my parents." I said, "Oh my God! Every time I hear her sing, it reminds me of my father making coffee downstairs in the kitchen." So I got the, I mean, I was like a 3-year-old when Heston allowed me to speak with Miss Carrie about a month ago for the first time. I admire her work so much, which she, I admire everything Bill stood for and what she stood for. And in my own life, I had a dream to do some, you know, something independent, to pull off music. It's very difficult if you don't have a lot of money behind you. So I had my ex-partner was, he was a founding member of a British band called The Clash. And so we, they were popular in the 70s also.
Rock the Casbah, as in Rock the Casbah
yes.
Clash?
London Calling.
Oh,
exactly.
Shit. I'm a DJ, y'all. Pardon me, I had a DJ flashback. Pardon me, y'all. Let me, yeah, I know who they are, for sure.
Do you know?
Rock the Casbah.
So
Google that.
So he was 17 when he joined this band, and very, very talented. And he was with them. He was the one who got Joe Strummer, you know, to join up. And he left before The Clash hit it big and became multimillionaires. And I met him, and
exactly.
we decided to do music together. And I made a book called "I Was a Teenage Guitarist" for The Clash about him. We couldn't get a – not that we wanted a book publisher. We did it ourselves. It was totally in-your-face indie. We typed up every page about the start of punk music and the start of The Clash. But the most important part of it was the independent spirit that they had back in London 1976 of designers. If you had a dream, you know, you didn't no longer have to have a degree from the London Academy. So I told that story and typed every page of it. we wanted to put out some music and do some artwork. So we did a crowdfund on Indiegogo back in 2014 and 15. It was very successful, and the perks were the book. And so we got some, you know, we got some bites from publishers, but we wanted to be independent. So we made every book by hand. You know, I typed 100 pages with mimeograph them. You stand up, the pages would fall on the floor, and, you know, few choice words would go around, you know, curse words. I can't repeat here on television or on the radio. But we made
every I'm a printer. I'm a printer, so I know those pains. I know those painstaking, collating, agonizing, collating, yeah, situations, yeah, collating and putting the story gluing it. I mean, it's just a lot of steps that go into printing a magazine or printing a book,
yeah.
Printing a brochure or flyers, guys. Like, yo, that, you know, you got to know, like, that's what printing is, like, really all about. Like, she did it by hand, so you had
we
an extra interest in the production. An extra interest means you own it.
That's right. And so we wanted to also recapture that time in the 70s of London. And the people who went on, they had major, major careers. Vivienne Westwood was on that scene. You know, they made clothing. We made every cover to look like this was a 17-year-old, too bored with school. He just wanted to skateboard. He loved hip-hop, and he loved music, and he was a virtuoso on guitar. And so every cover had I Was a Teenage Guitarist for the Clash. It looked like almost a notebook from school. We bound it with shoelaces, and a copy of it was shown in 2016 because it was the 40th anniversary of British punk in the British Library, which is where the Magna Carta is and all these important documents. So what I talked to him about is I said, you know what we need to do? We need to make sure that we get our message out. If we were able to, you know, self-finance from concept to going to the post office, guys, and mailing the perks out, whether they, you know, people love physical things. So we budgeted it, we financed, we were our own bank, we were our own, you know, creative department, advertising, public relations. We did it, and we said, okay, if we can do it, anybody could do it, because we're very, very much, I admire people who are DIY indies so much, because I know how hard it is. We established the first annual Teen Clash Indies. That's why everything is TC. It's named after that project. We had our first year celebration in London, and we just went all over the world. You know, we asked people to send in their nominees for best indie artist, best indie guitarist, best indie band, best indie song, a business. We like mom and shop business, record stores, radio stations, and media, very, very important. And people would send in their nominees, and every February 14th, Valentine's Day, because our motto is the corporates are in it for money, but indies do it for love. So every February 14th, we had our first celebration in London. Our second was in Philadelphia, New Jersey, Miami, Orlando, and our 2021 indies are going to be in the Bay Area. And Miss Cleveland is going to do it set for us.
Did you
say
Jersey?
Yes.
I'm
Jersey
from
right
Jersey.
Now.
I live on the West Coast now. I'm in the Pacific Northwest. I'm out in Tacoma area. I live in Auburn now near Seattle, but I'm from Jersey. So I'm glad you said Jersey.
I started my printing career in Jersey.
I used to run four color presses and two color presses. I ran Heidelbergs.
Wow.
I ran all that shit when I was a kid.
Wow.
I learned that trade early. That was my out. Like, my parents said, you're either going to college or a trade. So I opted to say, I want to do the streets. So in my mind, I said, I still want to do music. I'm still a DJ.
I opted
for the trade and still had the music as a background as a DJ. So I never really.
Wow.
DJing was more fun for me. I made a lot of money doing it, but it was only because my guy had. I mean, I'm already floating in for him, working with him. Like, we're already making money because our name was out there at that time. So it was like two years after high school, I was already making money as a DJ. My first 2 years as a DJ, it was only for fun. I'm just carrying crates to the party. My man got all this equipment. He got the show in Vegas, the 1200s. Well, the 1200s running out, it was more the Technique D1s, if you guys remember those. So when I was DJing, it was only Technique D1s and... When you said the Clash rock the Casbah, those are some of the same songs we were playing in the apartment. We lived in the same building. So if you can think about us being on the fourth floor with several Vegas speakers all night long, four speakers, seven Vega 18-inch woofers that we can take to the park, we're playing that shit in the apartment. And nobody ever bothered us. Yes.
Nice.
So DJ
Lady nice
that was for the love. I didn't make money DJing. I was still in high school. How could I make money DJing 2 years before high school? It wasn't impossible. The only time I got to go out was on the weekends to make some money DJing, and I wasn't much. It wasn't enough to talk about. So after I became a high school graduate and decided really not to take the college route, I wanted to take a trade, which was printing. So I was making $20 an hour at 18 years old.
Well,
it was a good thing for me that I learned how to have a trade and keep myself marketable. And that,
it's amazing. Where are you from?
That's the fact that desktop publishing was taken off, though.
Desktop
publishing
right.
was taken off. The Macintosh, all the Quartz Express, all that shit was taken off.
That's
how
I'm not
together with Xerox technology and printing. And I ran Xeroxes and offset presses, so I had my hands in everything.
Throwback.
I didn't leave no money on the table. I worked two jobs.
I asked you a question. Where are you from in New Jersey, man? Where are you from in New Jersey?
Are you talking to me?
Oh, that's my bad, guys. Oh, I'm from Newark, man. I was born in Newark, man, but I'm off to Irvington. I claim Irvington. I was born in Newark, New Jersey. I was raised in East Orange. When I finally, you know, made my way through the streets, I was in Irvington and Newark, man, all day. East Orange, Newark, Irvington. That's this county. Essex County.
Morristown.
Oh,
Morristown.
Wow. Morristown.
I used to live out there. I used to work in Whippany and Parsippany, and Morristown was right around the corner.
Right.
Basically a byway of Route 80.
Yeah. That county had all the jobs in the motherfucking world, man.
That's where I started.
Yeah.
You remember Route 10. You remember Route 10 and Whippany then. You have to.
Yeah, Randolph.
Exactly. Tell them how you get nominated.
Danville. All that shit, yeah, man. I lived there most of my life.
That's awesome,
yeah.
Bro. I'm glad to hear that, man. We family, bro. You know we are.
And maybe now you're listening to me later. Got to get 5 minutes later.
That's real. That's real. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We're going to play some bangers. We're going to play that Monopoly joint.
Yeah, play some bangers,
there,
Frank.
Too, man.
Yeah. Man.
You already know. You already know. Home of the Indie Artist. Let's go.
Yeah, Monopoly family, John J. Mouth. It ain't hard to tell, we a lot different from y'all. Rockwell. Everything solid over here on this side, boy. Believe that. Supreme level punishment, ruggedness, what you up against?
Yeah.
Fucking niggas up till they running, they had enough of it.
Right.
I had to kick in the door, but now I'm shutting this. And now I'm on top, and these sucking niggas is suffering. Cop onion, the block hugging, I did that.
Yeah.
Still a pop a gun that'll knock the bun off your Big Mac. I'm not the one that your mama's son to get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Push your wig back, go and sip me a six pack. More fire, half tired of four fire. Paint an ugly picture, you don't want me to draw by
it.
I do this for the raw buyers and war fighters. Riding down the block ready to pop like a ball tire. These niggas don't stack up, they go act tough. And run around talking shit, they don't back up. Niggas pussy, I run through them with no backup. Just the four strapped up, niggas go act up. I mean it.
My whole team, Monopoly family.
Best battle, you, and your whole quitlock. The fact is, from this point on, there'll be no stopping.
It's a Monopoly, what you saying? Boy, you like Smokey, the only one out here playing. Know some OGs that 50 and still banging. Fit 4-0 out 1K, that's like saving. Bag take the ride with something that's half Asian. Whip black and gold, I call it the Sean Pagan. Praying for the best, but prepared for the worst. Just so you up against a titan like Joe Von Curry. I just call the worst of energy. Death to my enemy. Give them two shots like it's teams in the penalty. Feeling me or not, you will respect these bars like no homo, but that man hard. Know who he was tall. Set the champion hoodie in black Tim. 018 Chargers sitting on black rims. Back then, you was the man, homie, what happened? Now we looking at you like, damn, homie, what happened? Niggas ain't jacking you, violate smacking you. Heard all you did was walk away with an attitude.
Monopoly family, battle you, and your whole gridlock. The fact is, from this point on, there'll be no stopping.
yeah, it's Roswell, the crew monopoly. Got beef come through with the army trying to harm me. If it ain't on me, it's within arm's reach. Unload or blow you up, just like laundry. Hardly ever shook from the brook where it goes down. Rounds in Gore-Tex and the second is first down. I spit a mean verse, niggas say curse now. Man up the fight, but they can't since they purse down. On the floor, cause it's empty end. You're too feminine, got the man crush them, no empty end. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. The game got real rapper withdrawals, and that's a clap at you all. Old heads can get it too. Gapping off, my niggas don't rap no more. Fuck you think you rapping for? Play the stage, get paid in four planes. With 100K up in the carry on. Now carry on.
Yeah, you know what it is. This is Dev. All money is legal. Tune in to Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. You already know what it is.
Back at it. Dev Mill. We heating up. Let's go. You see it? Ben Frank.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
This the heat up. Let's go. This the heat up if you ain't thinking that we
it's
up.
Us.
It's not me and Frank, you other rappers gotta team up. Slow up, keep up, already on our re-up.
About
to put a key up, this sweep up. Just made nigga, I'm telling made that's ass fitting. Assume the position and knock your head when I'm spitting. Look how I'm living. Women by the pool, champagne on ice. You only give one life, but feel like we lived it twice. I spit advice like a lesson learned.
Like a lesson learned.
Tell me what you gained if you ain't get the
if you
earn.
Ain't get the earn.
If you reach for fire, then you getting burned. Love it when it flips, then the tables turn. Ooh, the tables turn, cause my mentor is now looking up to me, nigga. Jackpot, 777 like us, luckily, nigga. Middle finger in the sky, if you fucks with me, nigga. And if I had your girl heart, I bet she stuck with me, nigga. Nothing less, like it's nothing more. Tell me who you coming for. A meal been the main one. Headshot, gun to y'all. That's what you mean, mugging for like gang grill. This is how the game feel, when I ain't dropping nothing. If it ain't real, you dealing with the fakers. I'm rolling with the takers. 456, they can't shake us. Cool G, older rappers schooled me and they know. This is how the game go. I'm learning from Jada or homie Fabo. Cause I breathe on them, sitting in they top five. Tell me how you living, will you not lie? I'm all about my chicken like a pie. You looking at this money like you caca. Still eyeing me, no need to deny. Trying to dish you on existence for mail, fail to apply. I fell off, but now I'm touching the sky. And the pressure that I put, you niggas fail to apply.
It's a mill.
I got my weight up, so I'm feeling that I'm way up. I could do this in my sleep, like Stephen Curry with the layup. Look at the change up. Everybody say I change.
Uh-huh.
You live and you learn. You're not supposed to stay the same.
Nah.
So my money grown as well as I've grown. All the places I've flown. Couple things that I own. That's just a level up.
See,
I could be in hell with no water and shake the devil up. Wait until I'm hitting the stage to hold my medal up.
I promise.
Money is legal.
Got the network. That Monopoly record was hard. Hey, that's old school DJing. That's old school, right? Yo, we need that in regular rotation, Ben Frank. I'm fucking with that. I need that in my email too, though. So I know y'all listening, futureguru100@gmail.com. Yo, send that joint. That joint hard, man. And
send
it go right without format. Yo, it go right without format. You know y'all Ben Frank back there joining up with Devin, man. We out here.
You see it?
Yeah.
That's dope.
I love that. That took me back.
Oh, that was a good selection. That was a dope submission. Yo, BCR. That's a BCR submission. Oh, we know
that's
not the heat.
That's a Casey Daniels submission. I also have music tonight from the good people that might get.
Y'all together on the collab level, but let's get it clear. These cats are very entrepreneurial, two separate entities, branding, and collabing. I love that. So tell them who submitted that record again, Casey. Yo, my bad, Casey, man. You know me. We family, but you got a part of me. Part of self. I was just so excited about the record.
Well,
y'all part of
should be.
Tell us who that was, guys. Tell us who that was, man.
That's John Jiggs. That's Rockwell's. And I think Mouth was in it.
Mouth was on.
I'm not sure what song was played. Kind of spaced out there for a second. Yes, Monopoly family, so you
too.
Go ahead, you know, follow us, you know, IG, you know what I'm saying, Facebook, all that good shit. Monopoly with X's, MX, NX, P, X,
all
the
old X's,
Best Frank got their Twitter. It'll be up there. Ain't not even gonna worry about that.
We got you on the Twitter, bro.
They do everything.
Yeah, man, look, Dev, Frank, and Kumar, I get y'all on the radio station, man. I'm way past that. I mean, y'all done blessed me so many times on y'all platform, man. I gotta get y'all on mine. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Thank you. That's all.
Love you,
ready,
bro.
Hey, enjoyed you, fam. I learned a lot.
As soon as next Sunday. Whoever I got a slot open next Sunday. I'll be Twitter fanging it when we get off and everything, man. I'll make sure I'll be in everybody
inbox. Twitter, just hit me on the Twitter, man.
Yeah, let's work.
I gotta hit KC on the Twitter now because KC came with that heat today. KC, man, appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, KC, man, just drop some jewels on us, KC.
Hello? No, I'm sorry. Yeah. My wife is calling me.
Yeah, man, it was thank you for submitting the joint, man. They were saying drop the jewels, man. That was your spot right there. We listening.
No, man, it's all good.
Mama calling, man. Happy wife, happy life, dog. Y'all got that.
There you go. We can't bother you while you're talking to his wife. Yo, you good? We can't bother you while you're talking to wifey. Yo, you good?
No. Happy life, man. Come on.
If she tell you you gotta go from the show, we understand, cuz. Like, we know.
All right, so listen, I mess with all Monopoly family. I got to say, for the record, I represent them. That's it. I represent other artists as well. I also need to shout out Purple Haze and Equinox Beats. They've shown support. They're under my personal management for the low. Right now, working on publishing. So I do publishing. You know, I've done a lot of stuff in the past, with the good people, not musically, but I'm talking about placements, interviews, blasts, press releases, sway, any XM radio, publishing, booking, et cetera. You know, COVID kind of changed it. So I am my entity at that, which is Casey, Casey Daler, D as in David, Ehler. If you got that, there's only one on Facebook in the whole world. That's me. Then outside of that, I work with my man Tremaine and BCR. And we also, besides facilitating and making this magazine and then, the radio show, which was a genius move. Then now to the television, it's how he's moving. And the reason why we wanted to come on is because the company is just getting to the point to where yes, we can have interviews. But we're looking to also try to get, you know, their DRT spins. You know, we have packages that offer you up to 6,290 something DRT spins, and you still ain't breaking a $100 bill.
Right, but I still want to ask the people why we got you on the line. Tell them how important it is to don't forget about trying to get spins, because there's so many people that's broadcasting online that have platforms that will pay you royalties if they actually spin your music. Like, I don't think people, I mean, we know streaming is good, but why would you just, like, if you was Bo Jackson, remember Bo Jackson, he got money in football and baseball.
Right,
so
no doubt.
Who are you? Who do you want to be?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean what are you talking about?
Even Jordan played minor league ball.
No doubt,
shit.
No doubt.
I mean. So
what you're saying, let's say, like, for the Devil Mill joint, like for me, what I'm saying is, like, I'm fucking with who fuck with me. You know, if Dev is sending the joint and I'm putting it in the heavy rotation, you know what I'm saying? Because that's who I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? So that's your little case is really saying. Like, yo, we take me. Yeah, we take
mm-hmm.
I take
and,
a joint.
And the thing I'm going to put back, you know how artists say, those are paid spins, guys. Paid spins. Tell them.
Right.
It's paid spins, but it comes with so much more. Tell them,
course,
go ahead and give them the
opportunity. That's the kicker. Like they
right.
I don't know. I got to really be honest now.
2 months
that's
magazine.
Where people don't even get the marketing part right now. But that's
mm-hmm.
okay.
No, we actually
do.
I think.
I want to reiterate something. So having streams is good, because I've said this on the past few shows. Having streams is good, guys, but when you know who's streaming your songs, when you connect with the audience, when you get the feedback, when you get the people sharing, and you get the people building on what you created, that's where the value's at. I don't even want to say that's where the money's at. That's where the value's at. So
right.
Let me give you some value. Let me show you how to get that marketing. Let me show you how to grab that audience. Let me show you how to bring that audience in. That's what I do.
Right,
that's my lane.
I feel like you have some value. I think that, I don't know, man. I might be crazy. I know T's going to rip me up after this. This is my last radio interview with PCR, so I got to go ahead and say value. Like Ben Frank, Emil, he's doing his own music. The company he works for, the company that he hires to do, you know, some of his marketing campaigns or some of his, you know, his behind the scenes, or I don't know, whatever it is that he's doing with him, you know, I work for that company as well, which I'm very proud of.
This is what I'm saying tonight.
You brought
value to our show, because that record, I know my brother Ben Frank gonna put that shit in regular rotation, and we're gonna promote it, and we're gonna bring an audience to that song just like on our platform. So
right.
We know we can do that. We know we can say, yo, if you missed the show, we just dropped a banger. And actually, what was the name of that track again, bro? I didn't get the name of that track, though. What's the name of the track?
Monopoly Freestyle by Monopoly Family.
Okay, gotcha. So that's already like a sample clear beat, or is that on another type of beat?
All of our stuff is all copywritten, the logos. It's already ready to go.
Actually,
John Ziggs just got himself, he landed himself an apparel deal with .com to where they'll be selling his apparel and certain designs of some things. And it wasn't, I'm all about
helping everybody monetize, man. That's what
right.
we need,
oh,
man.
Also,
we need
also,
to
also,
plug them in.
I have John Diggs physical CD units available. I do. I got some digipacks. Yeah, man.
How do they get that?
Hit up Ben Frank. I'll ship them out to you, man.
How do they get it?
It's hard right now because, you know what I'm saying, It's not something that I normally do is get CDs and push them, but I just happen to have about 85 more CDs. And, you know, I got married, bought a house up in Vermont.
How do you get them? How do you get the CDs, Case?
How do you get the CDs, bro? Damn. I feel this way. Everyone would think I'm stupid. I have no idea.
How do you get them? Oh, man, well, look, I'll make it easy. If you hit up BCRHipHopMag@gmail.com, I'll make sure you get connected with the CD.
That's what you do, fam.
Don't you ask KC his top five? Ben Frank, top five, bro. KC, this question's for you, KC. All right, Jada Kiss, KRS-One, not in the in disorder. Dr. Dre, surprisingly, only because he had a huge influence over me though for the time. And you got to think Slick Rick, and then you can't make me squeeze it. Yeah, everyone's surprised I didn't big and pocket yet, aren't you?
I mean, not any of my top five.
This is your top five, no order.
Big L.
I give you order. Number one.
No order.
Okay,
no order. All right. No order for KC. We ain't getting top five yet.
Yeah, that was KC's top five. Just not, that was his.
Yeah.
Hold up. He said Slick Rick. Who else did he say?
KRS-One. Shit.
I can go with that.
He said Dr. Dre.
Yeah, Dre, because of the influence he had on me. Fucking A, man. Slick Rick. And the last one's hard. Big L. I think Nas was hanging right there. I might pull the Nas card, but I don't know, man. Like, I really don't like people like Kanye. When I say people like Kanye, please don't take that the wrong way. He's just I don't like musicians who are crazy outside the studio.
We ain't gonna talk about Kanye on this show. But pray for Kanye, bro. I feel you, bro. And I love your top five, man. I love the fact that you got Big L in there. And definitely Dr. Dre. Because, you know what? When I was listening to The Chronic, I think some of the bars on Dre. Some of the NWA stuff, too, on Dre's verses was dope. So Dre had the touch. He had the Midas touch for the production. So, you know, it's like with any other producer that does beats. If you're not better than Dre, go back to the drum board, period. Dre wasn't the best rapper in the group. So go listen to NWA early shit, and then go listen to The Chronic. And if your verses ain't better than Dre's in there, go back to the drum board, cuz. I'm sorry to bust your bubble. Because I heard Dre coming through loud and clear. He was a rapper that did the beat. You think he wasn't going to try to shine on the beat? You think he wasn't going to try to shit on the nigga? He tried. He still wasn't better than Q. That's hip-hop right there. He wasn't better than Q, and he wasn't better than Easy. Easy was the reason that NWA was formed. He had this. That was his bankroll. That shit was easy, bankroll. Let's be clear. You're not going to be better than that.
Yeah.
You're not. Shout out to Eazy-E, man. R.I.P. Eazy. I had that album 2 weeks after it came out, after it hit the shelf, because of my cousin Darryl Carr. He had me up on all types of music. And I had NWA 2 weeks after it came out. 2 weeks after it hit the show. My cousin had vinyl.
As soon as it came out.
I'm like, yo, just remember the album cover where you see, like, 7 8 in a circle, niggas with attitudes. That's crazy.
Come on, man.
I'm like, what? All I could say was, what's this? I'm a hood cat. Looking at
the
this album cover, like, I'm like, who is this?
Nah, that's
real. I knew that was real.
Cool,
shit.
Well, we're going to play some bangers, though. We're going to play some bangers, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Hey, we're going to play good people.
Big friend.
What up, bro?
Can you put a couple of them I sent you on?
Yeah, we're going to play that, too. We're going to play some good people. We're going to play some of the songs that you sent in, Casey. And it has two, and then we're going to play some Devin Miller. You know how we do, man. So many artists.
Oh,
man.
You know how we can do, man.
Frank, you the man.
Let's go.
Yeah. Shout out to Old Dirty Bastard. Shout out to Analog Bastard. Mm-hmm. And the good people.
Elvis.
What more you need?
Uh-huh.
That hip-hop, baby. Whacker than some elbow patches on a blazer. Your touch is out of style, I should quit ahead of later. Trying to dress it up like the real, like it's a mannequin. Is your plan to win just what with your shenanigans? I see it too that your image becomes invisible. I'm suited well with the Joe Clark principle. Rule of school of the new fools and old too. Move like the riffs on the beat shit when I roll through. I got the presence of more than a man with a crew. See, I'm the moment and the lesson to humble you. Keep your attention in check like chess moves. We're watching how you behaving and your stress mood. Hate on your winning with sinister grinning. Cause I know you're not legitimate and gone in a minute. The game is on the incline and many won't make it. So they try to elevate it way quick and get taken.
Why does it feel like every time I look around, I see a lot of fake shit going down? Same topic, same flow with the same sound. Some of this don't make sense, let me break it down. All these cats are killers, oh, okay then. All these dudes are dealers, oh, okay then. Y'all really got it like that, oh, okay then. All y'all think you can rap, oh, okay then. Word, style, and spit, jerk, wild shit, loudest. Woods, rovers, cold flows, raw spit, fake crosses. Fraudulent caution, you the problem. Reason for the doubt and drought and artists robbing. Fans, ladies, and fans, air lights, prayer mics, sharing spotlights. This stage presence suffice. Moves not nice, device handling and might manage it not right, giant and bright. Professional merch, best in your words. Pedal shirts, incredible metal, exceptional verse. When it crunch time, overdrive. Bars are oversized. Over the line, you over out of order sign. Recorder of mind boggling, rhymes rocking them. Low and ten moccasins, spare pieces be copping them. It's what the crowd wants. It takes more, scribbled in books, but digitized for a better look. Why does it feel like every time I look around, I see a lot of fake shit going down? Same topic, same flow with the same sound. Some of this don't make sense, let me break it down. All these cats are killers, oh, okay then. All these dudes are dealers, oh, okay then. Y'all really got it like that, oh, okay then. All y'all think you can rap, oh, okay then. I know some cats who got flow but ain't saying shit. Like to brag about dope but can't pay for shit. And barely making it, in other words, they faking shit. Fictional images similar to creating scripts. What I say is legit and those can vouch for that. No fillers, I keep it lean without an ounce of fat. How you sounded whack, auto-tune but sounded flat.
These new rappers' names.
Yeah, good luck pronouncing that. I house the track like a train station. My brain's taking a minute to compute all the shootings you're faking. I'm just saying, how is anyone left in your town? And when confronted, you're like, nah, I'm just messing around. That's just entertainment while you're seeking payment. These kids are out here emulating when you speaking lame. Sounding like cavemen, educated Neanderthals. It's Judgment Day and I'm the thunder when the hammer falls. Why does it feel like every time I look around, I see a lot of fake shit going down? Same topic, same flow with the same sound. Some of this don't make sense, let me break it down. All these cats are killers, oh, okay then. All these dudes are dealers, oh, okay then. Y'all really got it like that, oh, okay then. All y'all think you can rap, oh, okay then.
Yes. Shout out to Hip Hop Stock Exchange. It's Fred the God. I'm just calling in for the love, for the love of the game, for the love of hip hop. Y'all already know what it is. Thanks for showing me love, man. Y'all stay up.
General Dev. We die, I am a general. Trust me.
Puffing every day. Me like a me puff out me ears. Ganja man a smoke and a eat me preserve. Pass me the like a me puff out me ears. Ganja man a smoke and a eat me preserve.
where you give me last night, I where you find a hatchet. You have to carry me, go show me where you buy that. High grade, me a puff, I no lie that. Telling you the truth, me not deny that.
Great.
Me bond the witty, keep quiet. Keep me away from the violence and the riot. Keep me away from David and Goliath. Smoke and get high like the plane with the pilot. Oh, spread the light and make me puff out me ears. Me ears, me ears. Ganja man a smoke and I eat me preserve. Preserve, preserve. Cause when the light come and me puff out me herbs. Me herbs, me herbs. Ganja man a smoke and I eat me preserve. Preserve, preserve. Yo, me G, you tell the grand bab them. Me walk up a bag, let me have them. Yo, eat bad like Joel and them. And it a kick like me black belt man them. I smoke every day. It's like a holiday. To the studio on the way. $1,000 bag we burn a day. But me tell like a man me puff out me herbs. Me herbs, me herbs. Ganja man a smoke and a eat me preserve. Preserve, preserve. But me tell like a man me puff out me herbs. Me herbs, me herbs. Ganja man a smoke and a eat me preserve. Preserve, preserve. The weed where you give me last night, where you find that? Yo, a feature me, go show me where you buy that. High grade, me a puff, I no lie that. Telling you the truth, me not deny that. Me bond the witty, keep quiet. Keep me away from the violence and the riot. Keep me away from David and Goliath. Smoke and get high like the plane with the pilot. Pause me the light and make me puff out me herbs. Me herbs, me herbs. Ganja man a smoke and I eat me preserve. Preserve, preserve. Pause me the light and make me puff out me herbs. Me herbs, me herbs. Ganja man a smoke and I eat me preserve. Preserve, preserve.
Puffin, puffin, puffin,
puffin,
puffin.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
Damn, girl. Out of all of the things we've been through, I can say you changed me. To a better man.
Oh no. Oh no, baby, been life.
And what the better?
Been life.
Amen. Things got better than ever.
Oh no.
The more we together, the better my effort.
What you realize, they say the truth hurts, so I used to hell lies. Never knew the pain I caused, now I realize. I hit you so low, just so I could fail high. This ain't no game, and if it was, baby, hopefully I get another try to show my love, baby. All the things we've been through, know my love crazy, know I did you wrong, but it is what it was, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now, and the way you felt it, you don't feel right now. It's that calm shit, pulling on your hair with your arm shit, feeling like beast on some wing to alarm shit. When my phone steady ringing, line always pinging, women that I'm bringing, in and out the picture when I'm supposed to be your nigga, when I'm faded off the liquor of the women in my Mr. Buck.
Realize I'm a better man right now, realize I'm a better man right now, baby, realize, realize I'm a better man right now, realize I'm a better man right now, baby, realize. I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now. Won't you realize?
Realize, realize,
realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize.
You got the best of me, you earned the rest of me. I underestimated everything that we could be. Damn it, we made it, with no hesitation. I had to make you mine, cause my baby's the greatest. We've been through it all, baby. You risked it all for me. Baby, now I owe you everything and more. And I'ma give you everything you deserve. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance to show you I'm a better man. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance. man.
Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize. I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now. Won't you realize? Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize.
Fire, fire, fire. Fire. If I'm stock exchange ready, get your mind right, get your money right. What's popping, y'all? What's popping? Y'all want to get some shout outs before we go up there? Y'all want to do some shout outs?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You sure. Already know, man. Kathy, 2021 Indy for sure. Everybody that was on the line, I didn't get everybody's name, but the music that was played was dope. It brought me back to my DJing days, you know. Shout out to Future Guru for dropping all that knowledge, man. Between everybody today, man, Indie Class 101 was big, man. All the Twitter retweets going up, man. It was big, man. The show was beautiful. And, of course, shout out to the director, Ben Frank.
No doubt.
That's what's up. Y'all get some more shout outs?
No, all love, man. Hey, my man Aston Blazers, before I get off of here, man, you know, y'all know I'm on my way to the back. Hey, my man Aston Blazers listening, man. Shout out to my man Aston Blaze, man, for that new single he got. Love for You. That's a hot banger that I got on all my playlists.
Yes, sir.
You know,
that's my fan.
So check out Aston Blaze, man. He sent the tweet out, man. I'm like, damn, I didn't even realize. You know, I'm hardly checking the tweets when we were on live, but I saw him. That he on, man, show him some love. So that's what I'm doing right now, man. It's real in the field, man.
Yes,
we out
shout out to Aston Blaze, my dog, man, my new dog.
Friend to the show.
I got a shout out to
the show.
I got a shout out to the good people, DJ Emski and Saint. Follow them on IG at the Good People Hip Hop.
They got a great album.
Shout out,
man,
to Monopoly Family, Digital, John Jiggs, Rockwell's, Mouth, Nom Nitty. Catch his new project, Crack Baby, on all platforms. John Jiggs with Jigonometry, Rockwell's with Night, Night Flex in the LES, and Mouth with his new single, Thoughts of Her. Also look for the hashtag Monopoly Challenge on Instagram and Facebook. I want to give a shout-out to Jonathan from Radio Pushers, shout-out to Tremaine from BCR, and a shout-out to my family, and shout-out to God to keep telling me to calm my ass down. And shout-out to Ben Frank. That's it,
hey,
man.
I got one more shout-out, man. Shout-out to my fam, Cameen
23. That's
what's up, man.
Up, if anyone wishes to get in touch with me, even though I seem crazy, my email is cwdehler@gmail.com. I'm willing to work
got
with
you,
any
man.
Artists, any artists, anybody in the business. Thank you.
What's up, man? Yo, BCR. You on the line? BCR still on line?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here. You're right quick. Y'all heard that Good People album, man. Y'all get a chance to check it out. They got DJ Red Alert does the intro. They got a Large Professor and a Sadat X guest spot on the album.
Oh, yeah, no. The song I sent over today, they did a, was their most recent single. I don't know the name of it, but they got
that's not on the album.
Master Aces in it. No.
Yeah. I'm saying, but he got the album that's real good, and but shout out, man, look, shout out Ben Frank,
highly
shout out Devin Mills, shout out Guru, man, I love y'all movements, man, I always keep my eye on it, I love the platforms. I'm from New Orleans, man, shout out New Orleans, BG Home, shout out BG.
You from New Orleans?
You know, no doubt, yeah, man, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
It didn't sound like you, man. Easy. I feel so stupid.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all, man. Thank you. It's always a pleasure, man. We always have, like, the greatest hip-hop conversations when I call in.
I'm stupid.
And, yeah, man.
Hey, we calling every week, man. We here. Calling every week, bro. It's the network. That's how KZ
hey,
and Future came close. We just calling every week.
No, I actually, listened, yo. I mean,
hey, that's what I did.
Yeah.
But I did that too for a while, but I used to hijack his show, and I felt like, you know,
it's
not,
all up.
No, I'm not saying nothing bad. You know, everything's close. And I just
it's
felt like today, tonight I was going to try to take the back seat to it, and I got caught up in the madness.
Yeah, I'm trying to call it
the
round table. Yeah, I'm trying to call
they
in more,
the
man. It's always
good. Stop me from calling in.
Call in, bro. Everybody calling. Everybody that call in tonight, call in next week. Here's what we do. It's a network.
Cool
it's a
cool
round
shit.
Table. Plenty of seats to go around at the table. Plenty of places to go. You know what I'm saying?
The round
everybody,
table,
listen,
baby.
Though,
round
everybody
table.
Listen, though.
Round table.
If it grows
round
to
table.
Be 30 people, I want to be a commissioner.
Round, place to go around. Like I said, enough plates to go around.
Hey,
for real.
We all
real.
Well,
open bar. Open bar. You know what I'm
cool shit, man. Look, I'll be in y'all inbox tonight, man. I'll be in the inbox tonight, man, so we could schedule something, man.
That's
much love, man.
That's what we do.
You know, peace
thanks,
and blessings
man.
To you, man. To everybody, man.
Right on,
peace,
fam.
Girl.
Down,
man.
Right on.
That's what's up. So we're going
to
finish up with
peace
that Aston Blaze joint, man.
I know it's all the people
on
the line. I don't know. Peace.
Yeah, calling next week, Casey, same thing. BCR calling next week. You already know, man. We're every Wednesday. You already know.
Makes perfect.
Yeah, it's been almost 10 years now. We still here. That's what we do, man. It's a network, man.
True that.
Until next Wednesday. Yeah, stay focused, determination, perseverance. Keep your goals in front of you. Until next Wednesday, I'll see y'all next Wednesday. One love, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah.
Had good times and bad times. I cop work, she bag dimes. Cop a purse like last time. Fill it up like cash five. Like that wine and dime, you so divine. You occupied them other guys. Better wait in line. Yeah. Let's drink about it, don't think about it. Better keep it 100, better keep it 1,000. I take you high just to keep you grounded. She got her own, she don't need allowance. Yeah, now let's slide away to my hideaway. That sundress on a Sunday, it's time to slay, no time to play. Now let's slide away to my hideaway. That sundress on a Sunday, it's time to slay, no time to play.
It's nothing new, cause I still got love for you. I stuck with you after what you put me through. But I still put up with you, yeah. Cause I still got love for you, swear I still got love for you, yeah. It's nothing new, cause I still got love for you. I fuck with you after what you put me through, but I still put up with you, yeah, yeah. Cause I still got love for you, swear I still got love for you, yeah, yeah.
Don't trip about that small stuff. I'm the one you call up, crawl up, beat walls up. You drip down, you dogged up, that make a bag by Ulta. Top shelf, you bossed up, you got wealth, you lost up. Yeah, we making moves, the Jamaican cruise. If you take a shot, then I'm taking two. I'm in my bag, so I pay my dues. And I break your back, cause I break the rules. Yeah, now let's slide away to my hideaway. That sundress on a Sunday, it's time to slay, no time to play. Now let's slide away to my hideaway. That sundress on a Sunday. It's time to slay, no time to play.
It's nothing new, cause I still got love.